Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headline: India and Oman ink comprehensive economic partnership agreement to deepen trade ties between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conferred the Order of Oman Award by Sultan of Oman, departs for New Delhi after concluding successful three-nation visit. Fresh clashes erupt between Afghanistan and Pakistan forces in Kunar border. And Indian men's and women's teams clinch roll ball World Cup titles in Dubai. India and Oman marked a significant milestone in their bilateral economic relations by signing the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sultan of Oman, Sultan Haitham bin Tariq. They welcomed the signing of the agreement. Mr. Modi discussed strategic issues of mutual interest with him at the Royal Palace, where he was warmly received by the Sultan and accorded a ceremonial welcome. Both the leaders met in one-on-one and delegation-level formats, affirming that it would significantly strengthen India-Oman strategic partnership. The two sides also signed six agreements and MOUs in the fields of maritime cooperation, higher education, agriculture, millet cultivation, and an MOU between the Oman Chamber of Commerce and Industry and Confederation of Indian Industry as well. Prime Minister Modi was conferred the Order of Oman Award by the Sultan of Oman for his exceptional contribution to India-Oman ties and his visionary leadership during a ceremony at the Royal Palace in Muscat today. The Prime Minister also addressed the Indian community and students in Muscat in a program called Maitri Parv on the second day of his visit to Oman today. Mr. Modi said the Indian diaspora has become a living example of coexistence and cooperation.
भारत में हमारी डाइवर्सिटी हमारी संस्कृति का मजबूत आधार है. हमारे लिए हर दिन एक नया रंग लेकर के आता है. हर मौसम एक नया उत्सव बन जाता है. हर परंपरा एक नई सोच के साथ आती है. और यही कारण है कि हम भारतीय कहीं भी जाए, कहीं भी रहे, हम डायवर्सिटी का सम्मान करते हैं.
Our correspondent has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Oman was very significant, especially when both the friendly nations are marking 70th anniversary of establishment of diplomatic relations between both the nations. The Prime Minister, who paid official visit to Oman at the invitation of Sultan Haitham bin Tariq, the Sultan of Oman, he was conferred with the Order of Oman Award by the Sultan for Mr. Modi's exceptional contribution to India-Oman ties and his visionary leadership. In the India-Oman joint statement, both the leaders expressed satisfaction at the excellent state of bilateral relations spanning trade, investment, defense, security, technology, education, and people-to-people ties. Indian side expressed admiration for the economic diversification and sustainable development achieved by Oman under its Vision 2040. Omani side commended India for its sustained economic growth and the goal of Viksit Bharat. The two leaders condemned terrorism as well in all its forms and manifestations, reaffirming that no justification can ever be accepted for such acts. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Muscat, Oman.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has since left for Delhi after concluding his successful three-nation visit to Oman, Ethiopia and Jordan. India and the Netherlands today highlighted their shared commitment to a free, open, inclusive and rule-based Indo-Pacific region. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Netherlands Foreign Minister David Van Wiel also reaffirmed the strong and growing defence partnership between the two countries during a meeting held in New Delhi. They discussed a range of bilateral security and defence issues, including priority areas for co-development and co-production of defence equipment. They reaffirmed the commitment to enhance military-to-military cooperation with a focus on developing defence cooperation as a key pillar of the strategic partnership. India reaffirmed its strong medical and humanitarian support to Afghanistan During a meeting with Afghanistan's Minister of Public Health, Maulvi Noor Jalal Jalali, in New Delhi yesterday, Health and Family Welfare Minister J.P. Nadda noted that India has supplied 327 tons of medicine and vaccines to Afghanistan over the past 4 years. He also informed that cancer medicines and one CT scan machine, as requested by the Afghan Ministry of Public Health, are ready for dispatch and will be delivered by the end of this month. Proposals from the Afghan side for a radiotherapy machine and additional medical supplies are also being processed. Both sides reviewed ongoing health cooperation and discussed avenues to further strengthen collaboration in healthcare infrastructure, medical supplies and capacity building in the meeting. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. Fresh clashes erupted between the Afghanistani and Pakistani forces in Kunar as the two sides engaged in exchange of fire along the border. Local media reported that Pakistani forces fired rockets into Afghanistan territory yesterday. Taliban forces strongly retaliated to the attack launched by the Pakistani forces, a report.
Ongoing tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan have increased following suspension of cross-border trade and movement between the two nations over the past 2 months, impacting thousands of traders of Pakistan and Afghanistan. Pakistan has faced a loss of more than $4.5 billion due to the ongoing suspension of trade with Afghanistan. This was stated in a joint statement by Pak-Afghan Joint Chambers of Commerce and Industry, Ziaul-Haq Sarhadi, and former Senior Vice President of Sarhad Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Manzoor Ilahi. Earlier, on 5th of this month, Pakistani and Afghan forces engaged in a heavy exchange of fire along the border, with both sides accusing each other of igniting the clash. Swati Rukheja for World News.
In Pakistan, various student organizations continue to hold protests at the University of Peshawar against the disappearance of two students. The protesters, led by Waziristan Students' Society, are demanding immediate recovery of Khubayb Wazir and Adnan Wazir. According to the student body, unidentified people took away both the students when they were coming back to the campus after participating in the Grand Jirga convened by the provincial government at the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa Assembly on November the 12th. On December the 12th, a leading human rights organization, PANC, said that a Baloch student was forcibly disappeared by Pakistani forces in Balochistan amid an increasing wave of enforced disappearance across the province. In Bangladesh, tensions flared in Rajshahi today after police stopped a protest march heading towards the office of the Assistant High Commission of India, triggering brief clashes between demonstrators and law enforcement personnel. Amid security concerns, Indian visa application centres in Rajshahi and Khulna remained closed for the day. The incident came a day after similar tensions were reported in Dhaka, where police blocked a march towards the Indian High Commission, leading authorities to tighten security across the diplomatic zone. The Indian Visa Application Centre in Dhaka, which was impacted by yesterday's protest, resumed normal operations today. The Indian men's and women's teams clinched the 2025 Rollball World Cup titles in Dubai today. Both teams defeated reigning champions Kenya in two thrilling finals to be crowned the world champions. The Indian women's team eked out a narrow 3-2 win to deny Kenya a hat-trick of title wins. The victory marked a third title for Indian women, equaling with Kenya. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Oman ink comprehensive economic partnership agreement to deepen trade ties between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi conferred the Order of Oman Award by Sultan of Oman. Fresh clashes erupt between Afghanistan and Pakistan forces in Kunar border. And Indian men's and women's teams clinch Rollball World Cup titles in Dubai. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani.